Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
Welcome. This is Veronica Hughes, your host for Pearls of Great Price. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Welcome to all of you who are returning listeners. Thank you for giving me so many likes on my podcast. It's very encouraging. Thank you so much. And for those of you that are new, welcome. I hope you enjoy this podcast about the Mother of God and the Advent fast. So how are they related? Well, I was asking myself what would be a unique approach to the fast, and I was thinking of the Mother of God and how God was conceived in her womb and how she was the most perfect example of a human being that was able to surmount her temptations and attract the grace of God. So we're going to be looking at how to in a wise way approach the fast, how to joyfully and thankfully approach fasting, which I know is a struggle for all of us. Some of us can do it better than others, and some of us have to abstain from fasting to the degree we would like because of health issues. But then how do we do our fast? Well, we have to approach it from fasting from our passions and giving alms and you know, really fasting from saying things that we don't mean. So there's a lot of things that we can do during the fast, but what's most important is our approach and attitudes towards it, and making the fast holy, for everything in the church is holy, and not just, you know, letting it go and saying, well, it's the holidays, I can't possibly manage to do this. With the grace of God, we can manage to do just about anything, as we have seen from the saints. So my resources for this podcast are The Life of Mary the Theotokos, written and compiled by the Holy Apostles' Convent, a quote from St. Dionysius the Areopagite from the great Synaxaresis of the Orthodox Church, and several quotes from St. Gregory Palamas and his homilies 6 and 7 about encouraging fasting. So let's start with St. Gregory and a few of his counsels regarding the proper awareness to have when we're going to begin fasting and when we're involved in our fast. The invisible serpent, the originator of evil, is inventive, versatile, and extremely skilled in contriving wickedness. And this is my interjection here, with regards to any attempts to acquire virtue, which is part of the reason why we fast, is to be able to learn how to surmount the wickedness of our adversary, our unseen adversary. Back to St. Gregory. First of all, he points out how laborious and difficult it is to accomplish virtue. This is the way he fills us with laziness and despair, as though we were attempting difficult to impossible things, and were therefore incapable of putting our intentions into action. And then he engenders disbelief in the rewards which God has promised to those who struggle. So I'm going to read that again, because I'm sure many of us have these kind of conversations going in on our heads when we're going to approach the fast, or when we've, you know, fallen off the fast and broken it. So I'll read it again. First of all, he points out how laborious and difficult it is to accomplish virtue. My interjection. A good example of that is, why bother? So, I've tried it before in the past. It's like New Year's resolutions. Why bother? I fail at them miserably. So that's not necessarily our voice talking to us. It's our will engaging in that conversation, but it's not necessarily our voice. And then in this way, he fills us with laziness and despair, as though we were attempting difficult to impossible things, and we're therefore incapable of putting our intentions into action. Then he engenders disbelief in the rewards which God has promised to those who struggle. But we, brethren, should rise above these traps by our soul's courage, eagerness, and faith. We should bear in mind the fact that just as the earth cannot yield worthwhile fruit without labor, so the soul cannot acquire anything which pleases God or leads to salvation without spiritual struggles. My last two podcasts were very much about this subject, the dance between temptations and grace. And, you know, the fact that one cannot earn grace without surmounting temptations with God's help. Okay, back to St. Gregory. But while it is possible to find earth which is unsuitable for cultivation, every human soul is naturally suited to virtue. This is good news. This is Veronica. Our soul thirsts and hungers for God. Let us remember why we make the commitment to fast as Orthodox Christians. It's not because we want to burden ourselves unnecessarily and that this is such a hard thing to go through. It's really to temper us, to refine us, and to teach us how to be present with God during a struggle that we voluntarily take on rather than something that's just thrown on us. Because if we voluntarily commit to doing something, it's very different than when a tragedy strikes us and we have to operate from reserves, which hopefully have been trained and stored thanks to our efforts during fasting. Back to St. Gregory. Let us give up transitory things in exchange for things that endure, and receive what is beneficial in exchange for what is harmful, transforming short-term toil into a means to gain eternal ease. Now that's a really good thought, that we're giving up short-term compensation, so to speak, as a means to earn eternal ease. Back to St. Gregory. If we labor here for the sake of virtue, we shall certainly attain to the rest promised in the age to come. He who promised is trustworthy and is at hand to help all who readily take on the struggle for virtue. If he who can do all things gives us his help, is anything impossible to achieve? That's from homily 6, from the homilies of St. Gregory Palamas. And then another counsel from him regarding upholding the fast in other ways. In this time of fasting and prayer, brethren, let us with all our hearts forgive anything real or imaginary we have against anyone. May we all devote ourselves to love, and let us consider one another as an incentive to love and good works, speaking in defense of one another, having good thoughts and disposition within us before God and man. In this way, our fasting will be laudable and blameless, and our request to God while we fast will be readily received. We shall rightly call upon him as our Father by grace, and we can boldly say to him, Father, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Matthew 6:12. It is important for us to fast according to our conscience and strength, relying not on our strength but on God's, or our attempts to fast from certain foods and passions will fail miserably. So let us turn to the life of the Mother of God now and to see how, even before her conception, her life can be a guide to us in finding our right disposition and our strength this Advent fast. Okay, so this is from the life of Mary the Theotokos prior to her conception. The Archangel Gabriel appears to Joachim and Anna, who are struggling with being childless, and tells them about the daughter they will conceive. Fear not, Joachim. I am an angel of the Lord, and have been sent by God to tell thee that thy prayers have been heard, and thy charitable deeds have gone up into his presence. God has seen thy shame, and has heard the reproach of unfruitfulness, which has been unjustly brought against thee, for God is the avenger of sin, not of nature. Therefore, when he shuts up the womb of any one, he does so that he may in a more wonderful manner open it, so that which is born may be acknowledged to be the gift of God, and not the product of lust. So this is Veronica now. So let's look at these wonderful words of Archangel Gabriel and find the beginning of the right approach to Advent. Thy prayers have been heard. So let us begin this Advent fast asking in our prayers for God to help us. We want to conceive purity in our hearts and souls, to prepare our souls to receive Christ more fully through our humble attempts to keep the fast. Thy charitable deeds have gone up to his presence. Let us be charitable during Advent to those around us by our manner and being of giving. Almsgiving is a form of fasting. God has seen thy shame and has heard the reproach of unfruitfulness. God has seen our shame. He knows that we have often failed and fallen short of the mark, that unseen adversaries persecute and afflict us, and our passions take us away from him. But with God, anything is possible, and he is merciful. Okay, now we're going back to the quotes from the life of the Theotokos and Archangel Gabriel. Believe in the fact that conceptions very late in life, and in the case of women that have been barren, are usually attended by something wonderful. Accordingly, Anna, thy wife, will bring forth a daughter to thee, and ye shall call her Mary. According to thy vow, she shall be devoted to the Lord from her infancy, and she shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from her mother's womb. Now this is back to Veronica. So let us believe it is never too late to make an effort for the Lord, and that our effort will help us conceive something wonderful in our soul for nativity. According to our promise, as Orthodox Christians, to keep the fast, we will strive to uphold this fast so that we too can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And back to the quotes from Gabriel. Mary shall not eat or drink anything unclean, nor shall her conversation or life be among the crowds of the people, but in the temple of the Lord, that it may not be possible to say, or so much as to suspect, anything evil concerning her. Back to Veronica. Let us do our best to fast, not just from food, for some of us, due to our age or health issues, cannot observe a strict fast, but we can guard our tongue and refrain from the passions that assail us, and give alms to others, and we can be in church, either actually in our temple or in our temple in our home in prayer more frequently. Back to Gabriel. So in the process of her years, Mary shall be in a miraculous manner born of one that was barren. So she shall, while yet a virgin, in an incomparable manner bring forth a son of the Most High, the Savior of all nations. Back to Veronica. So in a miraculous manner, we too can receive the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit and bring forth Christ in the manger of our souls. Back to Gabriel. She, his handmaiden, shall bring forth the Lord, both in grace and in name and in work, the Savior of the world. So we too, by our efforts during this Advent, can attract the grace of God to us. And so I thought to draw closer to the Mother of God and to Jesus in prayer this Advent, I want to extend an invitation to all of you out there, my listeners, to join me in a daily Akathist or Canon to the Mother of God during the Nativity Fast. I plan to have several means of accomplishing this, and I thought it would be good to have something that I had recorded so that if I'm too tired or too stressed one day, I will not have an excuse for not doing it. So I found a lovely download of both the Akathist to the Mother of God and to Jesus for only $7.95 on Orthodox Christian Recorded Books. That's www.ocrb.org. www.ocrb.org. That I plan to use to help me to fulfill my prayer commitment, because I'm adding this into addition to my regular prayer rule. I will also post this on my blog so that you'll have both the name of Orthodox Christian Recorded Books and their website, and you'll have access to that through my blog. And you can go to my author's website, pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com. pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com, and you can click on the navigation button for my blog, and I will have not only quotes and commentary in there from this podcast, but also the link to the Orthodox Christian Recorded Books. So I wish you all good success in starting the Advent fast coming up. And just as a personal sharing about that, it takes me a couple days to get into the fast, to get with the program. So, we can't be too hard on ourselves. At the same time, we do have to resist and be strong about beginning the fast. And so I'm going to end this podcast with a quote from St. Dionysius about his experience of the Mother of God. Let us ascend to the holy mountain, wherein it is written that St. Dionysius went to Jerusalem while the Theotokos was still in the world. As he beheld her divine appearance and awesome beauty, and also the choir of angels that guarded her, and as he heard her heavenly words, he was astonished and awestruck, and admitted that everything about her indicated she was the Mother of God. How magnified are thy works, O Lord, in wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me, and the Mother of God. In wisdom hast thou made them all. Thank you all for joining me, and have a blessed start to Advent.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.